Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to look at a paradox that I think, well, it pretty much haunts every successful organization, especially the ones that have been around for a long time.
A paradox. Which one are we talking about?
I call it the knowledge trap.
Okay, that sounds a little ominous.
It is, actually. I mean, think about it. You have a company like the one we're looking at today, Wilson Learning. They've been in the game for 60 years.
Right.
They have award-winning research, mountains of intellectual property, just, you know, incredible expertise in leadership and sales. But where does it all live?
Let me guess. In a PDF on a server somewhere that nobody has opened since 2015.
Exactly. It's locked away. It's buried in white papers, long form articles, or these big training manuals that, let's be honest, nobody has the attention span for anymore.
Right. It's the classic problem of having all this value but failing to deliver it in a format the modern brain actually, you know, accepts. You've got the gold, but it's buried under a mountain of text.
And that is our mission for this deep dive. Mm. We're looking at a really fascinating case study to solve this exact problem. We've got Wilson Learning, a legacy giant in the training space, and we have a piece of technology called the Auto Content API.
This is a really interesting pairing. I mean, you usually hear about these APIs in the context of startups, not 60-year-old consulting firms.
It creates such a contrast, right? Wilson Learning is a heavyweight. They operate in 50 countries. They touch over 14,000 lives a month with their training. They're all about undeniable results and versatile communication.
So they aren't a startup just figuring things out. They have the what. The problem is the how.
Precisely. So we're asking, how does a company with that much history take 60 years of wisdom and actually get it into the ears and eyes of a workforce that's glued to TikTok, Slack, and Spotify?
And that's where the Auto Content API comes in. It's described as this industrial-grade content transformation engine. You might hear people looking for a notebook LM API alternative for enterprise. Well, this is basically it.
So let's get into the mechanics here. We have this knowledge trap. When I look at the source material for Wilson Learning, their library is just massive. Ebooks, research papers, articles on integrated leadership. They've done the hard work.
They have. And that's a crucial distinction we need to make early on. The hard work is the research.
Yeah.
It's the intellectual property. Wilson has already spent decades refining their stuff.
Mm.
The problem isn't a lack of ideas.
So what is it?
The problem is what we call the production bottleneck.
Okay, walk me through that. Because to me, if you have the PDF, you have the content, why is there a bottleneck?
Because a PDF isn't a podcast. It's not a video. To turn a 30-page research paper into a piece of multimedia, that's a very linear manual process.
You mean humans?
Lots of them. You need scriptwriters to break down the text, voice actors to read it, sound engineers, video editors. If Wilson wants to turn just one white paper into a high-quality video series, they're looking at weeks of work and thousands of dollars.
So one asset equals a huge amount of labor.
Exactly. Which means they probably only do it for the absolute.
The top 1% of their content. And the rest just sits there.
It gathers digital dust. And that's where this API claims to completely change the math.
So how does it handle it differently?
Well, it starts with the ingestion layer.
Yeah.
Imagine Wilson takes that dense white paper on integrated leadership. Instead of handing it to a producer, they just feed the URL or the PDF directly into the Auto Content API.
And then
they apply a recipe.
A recipe? You mean like a prompt?
It's a bit more structural than a standard LLM prompt. Think of it as a rigid set of instructions. For example, take this text, identify the three core arguments, and transform it into a lively two-person dialogue deep dive.
Kind of like what we're doing right now.
Exactly. Or, you know, turn this into a set of 5 60-second explainer videos for LinkedIn.
So the computer is reading the PDF, it's understanding the logic, and then it's spitting out a finished audio or video file.
Yes. And the key concept here, if you take nothing else away, is decoupling ideation from production. Wilson provides the ideas. The genius is in their IP. The API handles the heavy lifting of the format conversion. It moves the process from a manual craft to an automated infrastructure.
That's a massive shift in mindset, but I want to pressure test this a little bit. Speed is great, but Wilson Learning is a global company. I was looking at their profile. 50 countries, 30 languages, mm-hmm. Japanese, Spanish, French, Chinese, Russian.
It's a huge operational footprint, yeah.
So let's play out a scenario. If I'm Wilson Learning and I publish a new methodology on consultative selling in English on a Monday, how long does it usually take to get that to my teams in Tokyo or Paris?
Traditionally, you're talking months.
Months? Really?
Easily. You have to hire translators, then you have to hire local voice actors for every single market to record the audio, then editors to sync it all up. The cost just scales linearly, Five languages, five times the production cost.
Which usually means you just don't do it. Or you only do it for the absolutely most important stuff, and the rest of the world just gets the English PDF.
Precisely. A lot of great content gets left behind in English because the budget isn't there to localize it. But this is where the AutoContent API's multilingual capabilities become a strategic weapon. It supports over 50 languages.
So what does that workflow look like in practice? Is it just like a fancy Google Translate?
No, it's generative audio and video. So Wilson publishes that sales article in English. They feed it into the API.
Mm-hmm.
By that afternoon, the system hasn't just translated the text. It has generated native-sounding audio summaries, podcasts, and video shorts in Spanish, German, Japanese, and French.
Without a human recording a single word.
Correct. It's basically overnight localization. And think about Wilson's strategy here. They talk about global presence and local implementation. This tech lets them scale their versatile communications program globally without that linear cost increase.
It makes sure a sales leader in Brazil gets the same quality of training content in their own language as a leader in New York almost instantly.
That's it. It stops language from being a barrier to speed.
But I want to pivot to the actual person consuming this, the learner. We talked about lives touched, 14,000 people a month. These are sales reps, managers, executives.
Busy people. Very busy people.
Incredibly busy. They don't have time to sit down and read a manual. So how does this tech change the actual learning experience for them?
Well, it connects to a concept called mental availability. Wilson Learning's goal isn't just education, right? It's behavioral change. And you don't change behavior by reading a book once a year at a conference.
You change it through reinforcement, repetition.
Repetition and accessibility. If Wilson wants to reinforce their negotiation and influence training, they need to be in the learner's ear when the learner actually has some downtime.
Which is usually the commute or the gym or walking the dog.
Exactly. So the API allows Wilson to create private, internal podcasts for their clients. Instead of a sales rep thinking, oh, I really should review that manual before my client meeting, and then, you know, never doing it.
They just hit play on a 10-minute audio summary while they're driving to the meeting.
And that's pragmatic. That's a tool someone would actually use.
Okay, I get the audio part. But the briefing also mentions video, specifically faceless vertical video.
Ah, yes. The TikTok style stuff, shorts, reels. The API has a specific endpoint for this. Video create shorts.
So explain faceless video. Is this just text on a screen?
It can be, but usually it involves an AI avatar. You select a persona, say a professional woman or a casual speaker. The API takes the text from Wilson's sales program, writes a little 60-second script, and generates a video of that avatar delivering the tip.
So it looks like a person talking to you, but that person doesn't actually exist.
Right. It's completely synthesized.
Okay, I have to ask about the cost here, because video production is notoriously expensive.
And this is where the economics get really interesting. If you wanted to produce one of those videos, manually scripting, filming, editing, you're looking at anywhere from $50 to maybe $300 per video, minimum.
Easy. Probably more if you want it to look polished.
The API does it for roughly 400 credits. That works out to be about 4 euros.
4 euros, that's almost free.
It's massive cost arbitrage.
But does the quality matter? I mean, if it looks cheap or if the avatar is a little stiff, doesn't that hurt the brand? Wilson is a premium brand.
That's the valid trade-off. You're right. It's not Hollywood cinema. But you have to weigh perfect against present for mental availability, for that quick reminder on how to handle a sales objection. It doesn't need to be Hollywood. It just needs to be there.
So this price point allows them to flood their clients' social feeds or internal systems with hundreds of these little tips.
And they can keep the training top of mind in a way they simply couldn't afford to do manually. It's a volume play. It allows them to occupy the feed.
Now, Wilson isn't just training other companies. They have to sell their own services too. And they have complex offerings. Salesforce effectiveness, consultative selling. These aren't exactly impulse buys.
No, these are high stakes B2B sales,
long
sales cycles, multiple decision makers. And that brings us to the explainer factor.
I see these all the time now. Those 60 to 90 second videos on landing pages that just tell you what the product actually does.
They're critical for conversion. They increase dwell time, which is great for SEO. But more importantly, they help a potential client understand a complex service really quickly.
So how does Wilson use the API here? Do they just point it at their own website?
Basically, yes. They could use the API to crawl their own solution pages. The API reads the text, writes a script, and generates a 60-second explainer video for that specific product line.
Automatically.
Automatically. And think about the lead gen aspect. Wilson's own sales team can send these videos to prospects. Instead of a long email, they just say, hey, I know you had questions. Here's a 1-minute video that breaks it down.
That cuts right through the noise. It answers the FAQ instantly.
It accelerates the whole sales cycle. It's using content to grease the wheels of the sales process.
I want to shift gears to something a bit more advanced. We've talked about transforming existing content, but Wilson Learning relies on being trusted advisors. That's a huge part of their brand. To be a trusted advisor, you have to know what's coming next.
You do. You have to be smarter than your client about their market. And this is where we move from just transforming content to actually generating intelligence. We need to talk about the Deep Research API.
Okay, this sounds more intense. What makes it deep?
This isn't just a chatbot guessing the next word in a sentence. This uses agents like Gemini or OpenAI models to perform reasoning and live research.
So it has access to the live internet.
Real-time access. Imagine something like recurring research templates. Wilson has 225 consultants globally. They need to be the smartest people in the room.
Okay, so how do they use this? Give me a concrete example.
Let's say a consultant has a client in the banking sector in Singapore. Wilson could set up a daily scan. The prompt could be, find the latest trends in executive leadership development for the Asian banking market.
And the API goes out and...
It browses the live web. It reads the Financial Times. It checks SEC filings. It looks at reputable industry blogs. It cross-references sources to ensure accuracy. Then it generates a briefing document or even an audio podcast just for that consultant.
So every morning, a Wilson consultant gets a custom briefing on their phone. Here are the three things shifting in your client's market today.
Exactly. It empowers them to have these data-backed conversations without spending 3 hours a day just scrolling through news sites. It scales their expertise.
That creates a huge competitive advantage. They spend their time analyzing, not searching.
Right. It shifts the human value up the chain.
I have to play devil's advocate here. I feel like we're dancing around the elephant in the room.
Please, bring it up.
Wilson Learning is all about human connection. Their slogan is versatile communications, empathy, relationship building. If I start hearing a robot voice or if I find out my trusted advisor is just regurgitating an AI summary, doesn't that destroy the brand?
That is the number one fear with AI, that robotic uncanniness. And if the quality is bad, you are absolutely right, it damages trust. But the technology has moved past that robotic era. We need to talk about voice cloning.
This is where they take a real person's voice and digitize it.
Yes. Wilson Learning has executives, thought leaders, top consultants. These people can record a few minutes of audio just once. The API then creates a clone of their voice.
And be honest, does it sound real or does it sound like a really good GPS?
The reviews for this specific API mention that the voices are natural, steady, and believable. They capture the cadence, the pause, the intonation. It's getting very, very hard to tell the difference.
So let's apply that. The CEO could technically narrate a daily market thoughts update without ever going into a studio.
Exactly. They can produce personalized course updates or welcome messages for new clients, all in their own voice while they're on a plane or, you know, sleeping.
It's scaling intimacy.
That's a great way to put it. It maintains that human connection, the familiarity of the leader's voice, but it applies the scale of AI. You get the warmth of the human without the limitation of the human's calendar.
I see the appeal. It allows a personality to be everywhere at once. I want to look under the hood for a second before we wrap up. How does this actually work? Is there some poor intern at Wilson clicking generate all day for 50 languages?
No, and that's a critical distinction. This is an API-first philosophy. Auto content is what we call headless.
Headless. Explain that for the non-techies in the room.
It means it doesn't really have a front-end website you log into like ChatGPT.
Yeah.
It's designed to run in the background, triggered by code or other software. It integrates with automation tools like Make.com or Zapier.
So it's a set it and forget it system.
Ideally, yeah. Let's map out a workflow. Wilson uploads a new white paper to their WordPress site. That action is the trigger. The API wakes up, ingests the PDF, generates a podcast, creates a YouTube video, and makes a whole set of social shorts.
And then
it publishes them automatically. There's even a native WordPress plugin that handles all the SEO metadata and embedding. So the content team doesn't have to manually upload files or write descriptions. The infrastructure handles the distribution.
That completely changes the role of the marketing team. They aren't makers anymore.
No, they become architects. They're designing the flows, deciding the strategy, not assembling the widgets. They move from the assembly line to the control room.
It really sounds like a complete restructuring of how a company thinks about its assets.
It is. It transforms content from a cost center, something you spend money to make, into an asset that works for you while you sleep.
So let's summarize this deep dive. We've seen how this auto content API acts as a growth engine for a company like Wilson Learning.
It takes their greatest asset, 60 years of world-class content, and just unlocks it. It breaks it out of that PDF prison.
And it transforms it into podcasts, videos, research briefings in over 30 languages.
It's a huge shift from content production being a manual craft, which is expensive and slow to scalable infrastructure. We're talking cents per asset instead of thousands of dollars.
And the end game isn't just saving money. It's about mental availability. It's being present in audio playlists, video feeds, and search results all at once.
It's about ubiquity. Making sure the training is there the moment the learner actually needs it.
So here's the final thought I want to leave everyone with today. We often hear that knowledge is the currency of the future. But if you're a company like Wilson Learning or, you know, any expert in your field, you have to ask yourself, are you banking that currency in a vault where no one goes? Or are you minting it into coins that can circulate everywhere?
That's the challenge. For a company like Wilson Learning, the question isn't if they have the expertise. We know they do. The real question is whether that expertise is liquid enough to reach the learner in the exact moment of need.
And it seems like this API is the way to make it liquid. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you in the next one.
See you then.